land of saints, scholars, myths, and legends, Ireland is a country possessing a wealth of spiritual heritage and physical beauty. This ancient land, with its strong Celtic roots and rugged natural beauty, has a well-preserved culture rich in folklore and distinctive music. Many of its monuments suggest a mystical past, such as Newgrange, a 6,000-year-old Neolithic tomb that still stands to this day. Ireland is also known as the Emerald Isle due to its abundant lush green landscape spread across rolling hills and valleys. With pristine waters and stunning coastlines, Ireland's wealth of nature is a treasure to be truly appreciated and preserved. Throughout Christendom, Ireland's saints are well known and much loved, having played an important role in the restoration of Christianity during the Middle Ages from the 3rd to 7th century. Monks such as Saint Columbanus left an extraordinary legacy, establishing up to 100 monasteries across Europe, from France to Italy. In modern times, Ireland continues its noble legacy on a global scale, being the first country in the world to introduce a nationwide no-smoking ban in all public places. Ireland's concern for the welfare of humanity continues to shine today, with famous individuals such as U2's Bono and Bob Geldof's devoted commitment to helping the less fortunate in third world countries. As a nation, Ireland is known worldwide for its cheer, charm, and friendly approach to friends and strangers alike. During her European lecture tour in 1999, Supreme Master Qinghai compassionately accepted the invitation from earnest truth seekers to visit Dublin, Ireland. And thus, we now invite you to listen to the following lecture given on June 7, 1999, entitled, Spirituality Shines in Adversities.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great pleasure to be here. Very humble. To thank the Master for what happened in our lives 3 years ago. And my family is with me, 3 children. We were devastated when the doctors told me I had only a short time to live. We know it was nothing less than a miracle. And I wasn't a very spiritual person. I didn't know about meditating, nothing at the time. We went through hell, and one day Bernard and Mary, who has a shop on Parnell Street, I went in to talk with them. I was in a pitiful state, and Bernard showed me this little booklet, the one you got as you came in, the Key to Enlightenment. I never heard of Master, I didn't know nothing. I was just so full of fear and terrified. So they put me on 6 months of chemotherapy and said that was it. Tie up the loose ends, you may not live very long. And I remember sitting down in the hospital and I began getting 6 months of chemo. And it was very hard. I was reading a book in one hand. I didn't know who or what I was doing. And they were putting chemo through the other. And it was like darkness this side of me and light this side, and I didn't know. I was so confused. But gradually, as it went on, I started to lose the fear, Lord, and anger, and hopelessness. And I started reading these words, and they were like nourishment. And then changes started taking place, and the doctors are still baffled. They're confused. Dr. Daly in James's Hospital. All the nurses, because the chemo effects, all the open sores start to disappear. I was only in 3 months of chemo, and the chemo was really destroying my body anyway. So it turned out that I kept reading Master's book. Every time they were putting chemo, I just couldn't take the eyes off the book. And the effects started going away, and I start getting healthy and looking good, and the hair loss stopped as I was losing the hair. And everybody was dumbfounded. But I felt in my heart it was the Master, and I wanted to know more. So I went back to Bernard, and he gave me other, and I read about other initiates of Masters and the disciples. And so I started doing meditation and stopped eating meat. And just wonderful changes started to come into my life. I just want you to know that no matter what anybody, the doctors, no matter what they say about what happened to me, I know, and I'm speaking from my heart, not from no other reason, that the divine love, the God power that the Master blesses you with when you ask her and when you come to her, sincere and loving, you can be prepared to trust. Just to feel, you feel it. You just know it. It's like such a blessing. I never knew. I didn't even pray much before this happened. Sometimes I often prayed to God that I could see Master, and I never thought it was possible because she travels so much and so far. And a few days ago, I heard she was coming here, and it's just unbelievable. Be able to see her and be in her presence and tell her how much we love her. And I thank God for Master. And I love you, Master. Thank you.
That's just an example of Master's love. Master's love is so powerful that anyone who's touched with it, their lives are transformed. It's an amazing power. What you've seen on the tapes there, just a little of her abilities, not only as an ordinary human being, as we see her in the physical body, but her spiritual gifts and her spiritual wisdom and teaching. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the Supreme Master, Qinghai. Today's lecture is the 17th of a European trip Aztecan Master from the south of Spain, up through Europe, across into the Russian countries, down into Greece, back up into Scandinavian countries, through Edinburgh, here to Dublin, and on Wednesday, the last lecture is in London. In introducing Master to you, I can find no words to express my gratitude to her and the love that she has flowed to everybody who has known her here in Ireland. 4 or 5 years ago, in Honolulu, Master was awarded a very prestigious award, and the Lord Mayor of that city, Mayor Fassi, had this to say, and there's no other words I could add to than these particular words. In describing Master, he said, "Where there is hate, she brings love. Where there is misunderstanding, she brings trust. Where there is darkness, she brings light. She is indeed the light of the world." Master Qinghai, welcome to Ireland.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good evening, my friends, my mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters. How are you? You all right? Yes. It's very nice to be in Ireland for the first time. I heard so much about your country. It's a very good news and some beautiful films. Thank you so much for coming here, and I rejoice in the renaissance of your country, both in peace, prosperity, and spiritual. Because after after a disaster, we tend to become more spiritual. It is sad, but at least in thorny bush we have roses. Similarly, in the late event, we have like war in Kosovo, and people tend to become closer together, more loving, more giving, more understanding. Also, they have more penchant for God's knowledge, and this is a very positive side, despite the very, very sad news that we hear every day. But we hope that the peace is coming. It looks like it's all right. Did you see the latest news? Last night? Not yet? They didn't say anything yet? Huh? Maybe they wait for us to pray a little harder, huh? Yes, we are going to London after this, and we probably have to pray harder for Europe and for the world. I mean, our group. Of course, we ask you to join us at home. Just sincerity is enough, because God knows everything. Even though some of us don't know that God knows. We think God knows, but sometimes we are not sure, because He doesn't always give us a sign that He knows or He does not know. The reason we do not see such a sign, or we do not hear His words of comfort and advice, is because our spiritual faculty has been blocked for some time. Since we came into this physical world, it has been blocked. Some of us are born up to maybe 3, 4, 5 years, we still remember everything. We might even remember the past existence in another town, another country. I suppose you read newspapers some other time and you know that. And many of us still remember God. We were still in the presence of God the day we were born, up to a few years. But then as we grow older, the world that we live in crowds itself around us, and then we have to start learning so many things about human responsibility, behavior, duty, whatever, society, and heap upon us, and then we begin to let go of the God's vision, which is always with us since we left heaven. And therefore, many of us have forgotten that God really exists and how to talk to Him. And that is a very pity. But nevertheless, the Bible also told us that if we return to be a child, then we can enter the kingdom of God. The process of returning to childhood is a process that so many saints in the past have used. And we can return again to our purity, to our innocence, by turning our attention inward to the kingdom of God, which is within us, and forget temporarily the mundane worries and responsibilities. That doesn't mean that we have to leave our jobs, leave our homes, leave our loved ones and go into the Himalaya and all that. You do not have to go anywhere, and you can see God in your own living room, in your own kitchen, in your own even bathroom, excuse me. But that is the truth. Because wherever we quiet our mind for even 1 second or 1 minute, we can communicate with God. And I mean literally. Even though God is formless and we can never fathom His power or His visage, His face, but As the Bible has stated that God made man in his own image, we could see him as well in a human form from time to time if he deemed fit to reveal himself to us in such a way. Because only through a human form can we identify ourselves with our Father, because he will look like us. Also, only in a human form can we communicate with him, and then we will feel the love from him and then from us. Then we will know that we truly are the children of heaven. How does this happen, that God appears in human form? God sent his beloved Son to us. For example, Jesus. Yes. In the form of Jesus, in the form of the human of Jesus, he communicates with us at that time, verbally, in the flesh as well. Just like the Bible say that, and the Spirit become flesh and dwells among men. This is one of the physical case that it happened when God manifests himself in a form of human being, material-wise, in a materialized manner. There's another way God manifests to us in a vision, also maybe in a human form, but it's not a physical form, but a metaphysical form. And he may choose to appear to us in a form of Jesus Christ or Buddha or other form of the Master that we trusted. And he will communicate with us, he can talk to us. Also he can talk to us in another way, like intuitionally, yes, he will let us know his answer to certain prayers from us or some advice to our certain problems. Nevertheless, most of the time we will see God in the form of light. Like Moses, when he was alive, he see God appear as a flaming bush. That we can also see. We can even see more than that, because God is more brilliant than thousands of suns put together when we go into his mansion. In the higher the mansion, the more brilliant the light from the Lord, that even one hair, if suppose it's a human hair there, it would radiate thousands of suns' light. So in order to go back to such splendor and glory, there is a way to do it. There is a way that we can visit our home again whenever we wish to, and it is as simple as taking the candies or eating the orange. Just because we have forgotten. So everything seems mysterious and difficult to us, so much so that sometimes we thought maybe God ignores our prayers, or maybe he doesn't exist. And then we try all kind of means to know him. We even kneel for hours. We go on fasting for days. We pray all night. And we, I would say, sometimes even punish ourselves because we think we are too sinful. God would not visit such a sinner like us, etc., etc. But actually, all this is the trick of the dark force to put us down, to pressure us into submission to this physical existence. Because a child of God is always a child of God. Whatever he does by mistake or by ignorance is always forgivable by his Father. Once he knows the Father, everything is clear and forgiven. And from then on, he never loses sight of the Father again. And this is how we become happy and we become more blessed, more loving, because we become secure in the kingdom of God, even now while we are still in this physical body. And then we are certain where we are going at death. Because, number one, we know already the way back and forth every day to heaven and earth, I mean literally. Not with the flesh, but with the spirit, we ascend into heaven and we descend into the temple of the flesh again. We can leave and go anytime we want. Also, after that, we will never, ever forget that God really exists, because He will remind us every day. He will appear to us every day. And to some of us, when our intense longing and sincerity burns within our heart, He even appeared 24 hours. You will eat with Him, sleep with Him, you walk with Him, drive with Him, anything. And that to some such a blessed soul, he never fear hell, death, anything in this world will never frighten him again. And we could, all of us, or at least many of us, can attain such spiritual elevation if we want. It just takes a little quiet down every day. I wouldn't say work, because all we do is just sit quiet and wait for God to come. And He comes very fast. And at the time of initiation, He comes immediately. And later on, every day, He comes. To some, immediately. To some, takes a little while. Few more minutes, or maybe half an hour longer. Because our attention is wavering most of the time. And that's why it is difficult to see the Lord. It's not that He is not there. We have been trained to work in this world, to do all kind of mundane things for survival. And we spend most of our precious moments just to earn a living. And sometimes we don't even make ends meet. But to work for God, so-called work for God, it is a true blessing. It's not a work at all. Just like when we sit at the coffee break, or we watch television. Instead of watching the outside television, we will watch the inside television with the real heaven splendor. And then we might talk to Christ, we might talk to Buddha, whom that we trusted. We might even talk to our loved, deceased persons. And these are the talents, the ability that we always have within us. There's nothing new that I'm going to show you. There's nothing that you do not know. There's nothing that you have to pay for, ever, ever. As long as I render any service to you, never, ever you have to pay anything for your own kingdom. I'm just the one who walked first, so I will just show you the way, because the way is ours. The house in heaven belongs to all of us, and God the Father belongs to all of us. We are in fact truly blood brothers and sisters. Just the outer appearance, the nationalities, the habit that we acquire in this life separated us in some degree. But once we enter in this circle of sainthood, we enter to the kingdom of God, we will see a definite links between all of us. We will just automatically trust each other and love each other in a way that we could not even understand compared to the way we were before. All the suspicion, the doubt, and the insecurity will disappear. Maybe the first day, maybe the first week, maybe the first month. It depends also on your intensity of longing for God, your sincerity of practice while you sit with Him, and your determination not to let the habit of the running around mind interfere between you and the Lord. And that's the only thing that may make trouble between you and God. Otherwise, the Bible said already, this is only the temple, and God is the one who lives within us. So if God lives here, logically, we can see him anytime, provided you turn your attention to the right place. It's just now we look everywhere, we think of everything outside instead of thinking the real kingdom. And once I show you where to pay your attention, you see him because he's always there. It's just like if you want to see me, you look right here, right? If you look to the ceiling, you look to the back, of course you don't see me, even though I'm next to you. All I do is just say, here, look right here. That is as simple as that, to see God. Because I have found it so simple, sometimes I'm also surprised that why did I not know? Or why don't anybody else, I mean before me or after me, why don't they know also? Is it so simple that you will be surprised that all this time we've been praying to God, we want to know Him, and we're just so frustrated because the attention paid in the wrong place, that's all. Just like if I sit here and you look there, you won't see me. Just like Dublin is here and I keep going to London, I never come to Dublin. That is very simple. So, in many ways, all of us are the walking God. All of us are the children of God. But we live so humbly, so poorly, sometimes so miserably, sometimes like beggars, just because we have forgotten the treasure that is hidden within us. So in a few moments after this, if you feel that you want to know Him, we are going to show you practically, with no problem, no complication. And that's what I'm here for. Very straightforward. No running around. I can talk until tomorrow also, but I think you would prefer to see God as your first-hand experience. And so we have divided into two groups. The one who like to see Him all the while, like up until the very highest heaven. So prepare to do anything for that. Then we can give the whole initiation. For other people who still feel worried whether they can keep their, for example, vegetarian diet, then we can give him like a half initiation just to try out whether you like it, you can do it. You try to be vegetarian as much as possible. If you see you can, and then later you can have the whole thing. Ireland has been the fastest growing economically in Europe. So it's about time that we also grow more in spirituality. I read a lot of Bibles and Buddhist scriptures and all that before, just like you do. And all the experience of the past saints, of the past meditation practitioners, has always made me wonder that there are such things as heaven, that there are such things as another kind of planet, another kind of dimension that I don't know. And some of the Buddhist scripture describe some of the heaven, like the ground is paved with pure gold and all the houses are made with diamonds and precious stones of all kinds. And you read it as a youngster and you thought it's a fairy tale. You thought this don't happen to us. This only happened to the old yogis in the Himalaya or in the Buddha's time. Or when you read about Jesus and his saints, disciples, who goes to second heaven and hear the Lord and hear the trumpet to heaven, hear the angel Gabriel and all that. And I thought, this is Jesus' time. We can only think about it. We can only dream about it. But we can never have this kind of experience. That's what I thought. Until I try this way, turning my attention inward and face God, then I know everything in the Bible is true, and it's true for all time. And we can have all these experiences right now, in this modern time. Because when you think about it, in Jesus' time, we don't even have as much comfort as we do now. We don't even have enough access to spiritual practice or literature right now. We don't have enough communication system and transportation. Now we have even more than that. Buddha has to walk all over. Jesus had to walk. We can access to more and more comfort materially. So I do not see the difference between the human race of this time and the human race of the past time, except that we are even more intelligent, more easy to understand the logic. And we have so many spiritual informations to compare and to encourage ourselves. So if we have the same experience as Jesus' disciples, that is only very logic. And even if it's not logic, we don't have to believe. We have to see first, because seeing is believing. Hearing the word of God is believing. Seeing the light of God is believing. And at that time, we can believe. So I'm just coming here to offer you the proof of God's existence, as well as to share with you the joy and happiness of knowing God, because He will bless us so much that we have a hard time to handle. Otherwise, we will complain, why God do this, why God don't make this happen, when that happen. God tell us all the time things, it's just we don't hear. Because we hear something else, we turn our attention outside. So there's just one way, just turn in to hear God, turn in to see God, then we are there. We can do that as a kid, we still can do it now. What you have forgotten, I will just remind you. And then everything will seem familiar, because we have done this before. We have also done this in other existence. Before the creation began, there was another creation. And then after this creation, there will be another creation. And sometimes we descend again and again in some of the physical dimensions to sample experience, to rejoice in the creation of the Lord, no matter where He placed us. And then we forgot the game. Then we forgot how to go home. Then God will send some reminder to us, like Jesus. Then He will leave the key with St. Peter. And then St. Peter will leave the key to someone else. And someone else will leave the key. And so the knowledge will pass on from generation to generations. And if we are longing enough to go home, someone with that key will come along and show us the gate. And that's all there is. Very simple. And I think Irish people who are so simple in the heart, who are so pure, would find it very logical. I find the Irish people are so lovely, even though I heard that they are very pure. But I am still surprised when I'm here, actually. You know, yesterday I just came and I took a taxi, went all over, just to see your city. And then he said there are some tea and coffee house there, he introduced. And I said, oh, can we go in and have some tea? It's a tea time. So he parked the car. We say you could stay here, leave the meter on, and I come back later and take me home. Or you come with us, have a drink, yeah, and be my guest. Whatever you choose. He said, oh, sit too much in taxi, I'm tired. I'm coming with you. And he turned off the meter, he parked the car, and just he walked in. That's fine. I thought, okay, never mind. I will give him some more tip later to make up for that. And then later, when I wanted to pay for my scones and my tea, he didn't want it. He said, you are in my country. I pay. Yeah, he did. I say, I am the first one who say you are my guest. You didn't say that, so I had to pay. He said, no, is this my country? He said, my country. He said, in Irish. I said, okay, boss, okay, okay. Melts one instant. So nice, so nice. Other taxi drivers and restaurants everywhere. People are so nice, so simple in the way of expression. so straightforward. There's no nonsense, no running around, no fooling you, nothing. And so pleasant. And today, I didn't have any breakfast and lunch, and I called the hotel whether they have any vegetarian for me. And she said, the person said immediately, oh, I'm sure the chef can fix something for you. I'm going to talk to him, and then I call you back. And then, of course, they can fix something. But then because I ate something similar yesterday, so I thought, okay, never mind. Just bring me maybe some bread, like breakfast. Is it too late now to order breakfast? It's late. It's around like 2 o'clock, you know. Because I didn't have breakfast, I didn't have lunch. I normally don't have them. If I don't have to go out, I don't eat much in the morning or lunchtime. Only before I go out, then I eat something, because I know I will have a long time, and maybe I need some of the physical energy just to sit up straight. So I said, is it too late now to ask for breakfast? Is it possible? He said, oh, of course, it's late, but I can organize something like that for you. No big deal. So willing and so loving. It's no making complicated everything. And then she brought it up right away. And when I gave her some tips, she said, no, we have to take care of you. You are the guest here. You should feel at home. This is my job. Don't, she keep refusing it, you know. And it's very rare you find such staff members in hotels. You do find, but not often. And this is so many instances in islands, even though I've been here for a short while. It gives me so much joy, so much happiness for the people, and make me feel very much at home. So I don't think I need to talk a lot. I think we have this affinity with each other, very good affinity. But in case anything not clear, please let me know through your questions. And it is through questions that I can clear a lot of your intellectual doubts.